Page 42. Ariel Singh, table tennis's rising star. This young woman is an elite athlete in a low-profile sport. The day begins around 7 a.m. at the back of the house, in a room outfitted with rows of fluorescent lights, a ping-pong table, and little else. This is where Ariel Singh comes to practice alone. She starts by crouching silently at one end of the table, then springs up and, with a flick of her paddle, sends a serve whizzing across the net. The 16-year-old repeats this motion hundreds of times, the balls collecting against a far wall. She must concentrate on hitting with maximum spin, but other thoughts occasionally creep in. Thoughts of pre-calculus and English composition. "That's when I step back from the table," she says. "I try to calm down." Life can get complicated for a girl who falls in love with and becomes very good at a sport not many people care about in this country. If she lived in Europe or Asia, she might be enrolled in a sports academy, training full-time and looking forward to a pro career. But the United States has no such academies for table tennis. "The options in North America are not so good," a national coach says. Ariel must think about a future beyond the game. Leading a double life. So this cheerful teenager divides her time between training and high school. Grades are important because she hopes to get into Stanford or Harvard. That means waking up early, staying up late, and constantly shifting her attention from twisting serves to stacks of homework due for honors math class. "It can be tough," she says. "You have to lead a double life." When their only child began playing seriously, the Singhs set aside a spare bedroom for live-in coaches. Talented players they brought over from China and added the practice space in back. After morning drills, Ariel attends school until 1 p.m., then heads for afternoon training sessions. Ariel's first stop is a club with 9 tables and more than a dozen badminton courts. One of her numerous personal coaches is waiting to begin the workout. Their shots zip back and forth with blurry speed. Ariel never stops moving, bouncing, trying to stay in position so that, even on wide balls, she can maintain a compact, powerful swing. The coach exhorts her in Chinese, insisting that she transition quickly from offense to defense, adapting to the nuances of each point. "Good players are trickier," Ariel says. "They can change their tactics fast." The drills continue for 2 hours. She banks as many as 25 to 30 hours of training each week before it comes time for another session with a different coach at a club down the road. Along the way, she stops to wolf down a turkey sub. "Two of my many talents," she says with a grin, "eating and sleeping." An early prediction. Ariel's mother, Xin Jiang, grew up in the Henan province of China. Later, she immigrated to the United States and married a fellow computer engineer from Taiwan named Michael Xing. They frequented a table tennis club near their home. One night, they could not find a babysitter and brought along their 7-year-old daughter. Ariel showed immediate potential, catching the eye of the club's coach and prompting a brash prediction from her mother. On the drive home, Jiang told her husband, "When Ariel makes the Olympics, we will pay for the grandparents to go, but what about the other relatives?" Michael Singh recalls, "I thought she was a little crazy." But within a few years, Ariel began rising through the junior ranks, developing a two-wing attack. hitting hard from both the forehand and backhand sides, as she traveled the nation and then the world to compete. By 2009, her record included finals appearances at several big junior events. By 2011, facing older players, she had won a Pan American Games bronze and a U.S. Women's Championship. A figure skater or tennis player of similar talent might have attracted lucrative sponsorships. The most a young American table tennis player could hope for was free clothing and equipment. Xing figures he has spent $40,000 a year on coaches and travel. He quit his job at IBM to work from home, making time to ferry his daughter through her busy schedule. "Every 3 months," he says, "we beg her to stop so we can get back to normal." The family made a deal at the very start. Ariel could pursue table tennis only if she maintained high grades. "Education comes first," her father says. "If she gets a B, she has to stop playing until she raises it to an A." So far, she has earned those A's. Making sacrifices. Ariel does not see anything extraordinary about this balancing act. She describes it in the most practical terms. "I can't make a living from table tennis," she says. "If I don't go to college, what's my career going to be?" But this double life comes at a cost. She has no time to hang out with friends on weekends and concedes, "There are a lot of things I've missed out on." After Ariel's last training session ends around 7 p.m., she returns home with no rest in sight. "Dinner and studying," she says. "If I have a lot to do, I stay up late." Her bedroom is decorated with posters of her icon, Zhang Yining, a table tennis legend. Zhang attended the Beijing Shichahai Sports School, where she could focus mainly on the game. Life is very different for Ariel as she hunkers down to review English composition. Vocabulary focus. Outfit. Fluorescent. Whiz. Zip. Nuance. Wolf down. Catch the eye of. Brash. Balancing act. Icon. Hunker down. This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, July 2013.